What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Privilege to play in the NFL, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I know there's going to be questions about the allegations, but my agent and my attorney have advised me not to go into details on that. Since day one, I proclaimed my innocence, and I stand here today in that same way. I'm very excited to get to know my teammates and show the Cleveland Brown community why they made the right decision.
We'll open up for questions.
How long will it take you to get up to speed, you think, with the NFL offense here?
Yes, sir. I've been told in the past I'm a very, very quick learner, so I should say it shouldn't take that long. Just learning the offense, getting around the guys, and you know, getting extra time with the coaches, getting with my teammates. So it shouldn't take that long.
Obviously after the news that you know you weren't gonna face charges when that news came out, it seemed like the deal with the Browns came together pretty quickly. We know that you came here on a 30 visit. Just from your perspective, just what was that communication like, maybe with the team during the process, and was there any thought that you wouldn't be happy?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, but my agent and my attorney have advised me not to go into details on that.
Isaiah, what can you say to Browns fans so that they have a comfort level in knowing that they're getting a player who will be a productive member of the community as well as a great player on the field?
Yeah, I want people to know me as a great human, not only just a great athlete. I will be doing community service in the area to people in less needs, nonprofit organizations for sure.
Can I ask you one question? You said you proclaim your innocence, and that's great, but also in your statement you said you've learned from that experience. So if you are completely innocent, what did you learn from that experience?
I've learned to place my faith in God and not take my blessings for granted.
Isaiah, how did you stay in shape during this long process?
I've been practicing two-a-days. I've been playing sports my whole life, so working out is just like getting up and waking up. I've been working out this whole time, even in this little off period, so I'm well-conditioned.
Isaiah, what do you think your relationship with Tommy Rees, what role do you think that played in you landing here?
It definitely played a big role. Tommy Rees was my OC at Alabama, so that definitely played a big role. So he already knows my skill set. Andrew Berry and my agent have been talking since the draft. And also, I admire Jerry Jeudy growing up. That's one reason I went to Alabama. And my agent said that the Browns want you, I said, let's go. Just to be under the wing of a guy like Jerry Jeudy to take his pick his brain and for him to give me some tips, I said it was a no-brainer.
Isaiah, coming into camp at this point here, right, going into the dress rehearsal, if you will, I know you said you're a quick study, so what is the biggest challenge that you face now walking in the door and hitting the practice field this afternoon?
I think the biggest challenge is learning that playbook, but for me, I don't see that as a big challenge. That's just something I have to do.
Isaiah, I know you posted that statement last Thursday that you were coming here, and then it wasn't official until yesterday. Like, what happened with the timeline of you tweeting that out and then it being official?
I appreciate that question, but my agent and my attorney have advised me not to go into details on that.
Isaiah, obviously I know you wanted to be drafted, but for all things considered, kind of getting to choose to come here, could this end up being a little bit of a blessing in disguise for you?
100%. Like I said, I place my faith in God, and I've learned not to take things for granted with this time off.
When you were going through the draft process, did you get the sense that the Browns really liked you, and was that a team that, if you'd been drafted, you thought they could have taken you?
Yes, sir, 100%. My agent and Andrew Berry have a great relationship. Like I said, they've been talking before the draft and after the draft, so that definitely was a big factor in that. Yes, ma'am. Quinshon, he's a great human, great guy. I got to know him for a little bit of time, but I think any wide receiver loves to have a great running back, and that's what he is. So I'm excited for him to get up here as well.
Andrew Berry's big on giving young players second chances or giving them opportunities when they go through difficult things in their lives. How motivated are you to come in here and validate not only Berry's belief in you, but the organization's belief?
Yes, sir. I'm very, very determined to show not only the organization but also the fan base why they made the right decision.
What do you bring to the team as a receiver?
I'm bringing speed, playmaking, and also hard work.
Isaiah, you said you've been in contact with the Browns since the draft. Was it regular contact? I mean, how frequent was the contact as you were going through the legal process?
Yes, sir. The contact was definitely very, very frequent. They definitely did their due diligence. They was along the whole way. So like I said, Andrew Berry, my agent, have been in great contact. So that's what ultimately led to this factor in decision.
Let's take a couple more.
The ankle injury, like, what was that like working through that this offseason? Was it still impacting you, and how do you think about it?
My ankle injury is perfectly fine. My ankle is 100% healthy, and I'm just ready to go.
Isaiah, did Coach talk to you at all if he's going to try to get you up to speed to play on Saturday's frequency?
You have to see on Saturday. That's the goal. Like I said, I'm here to play.
Isaiah, you mentioned Jerry, someone that you admire. Just how much have you already talked to him? Did you talk to him at all before signing here and doing work with him?
I didn't, because I was there. But like I said, Jerry Jeudy and me definitely connected when we got here. I think any young receiver is definitely going to get go into that veteran guy in the room and say what's up. Introduce myself. But like I said, Jerry Jeudy's an amazing athlete, amazing receiver, and that's definitely a guy I'm going to take from while I'm here.
Don't necessarily, have a well-rounded game just in terms of being a receiver. Mm-hmm. So what about you, makes you more than just a fast guy?
Yeah, I think if you actually turn on the tape and watch the highlights, watch the film, you would see I'm a complete receiver. I know how to run the whole route here. I'm not just a fast guy. I'm not just catching screens. If you watch the plays, even when I'm not catching the ball, I get open a lot. So I could just say I'm a very complete receiver. And like I said, I'm ready to bring my talents to the field.
So are you going to have to ease in at all? Are you going to be practicing right away? Kind of what's your workload look like in the first few days here?
Yes, sir, I'm practicing today.
Did that ankle injury affect your combine time? Because I remember you thought you were going to break four of these records.
No, it didn't. It didn't affect my time.
What happened? I mean, 4:30 is pretty fast.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I went out there and I gave my best shot, and sometimes you fall short. So that's life sometimes.
So what is your best 40 speed?
My best 40 speed I've ever ran was 4.2.
As you were going through this whole thing, were you ever worried that you weren't going to get this chance right now that you're getting?
Yes, sir. I think anyone, especially my predicament, thinks that they wouldn't get that chance. But like I said, I've placed my faith in God during this time and not to take things for granted. So that's also helped me get through these times, for sure.
Why was it so important to land here in Cleveland and play for the Cleveland Browns when you had other opportunities to go elsewhere?
I think it was so important for me just to, just be able to come in and just play right away, honestly. I had a great relationship, like I told you earlier, with Andrew Berry and my agent, and Tommy Reese and Jerry Jeudy. Those factors all played a huge part in this decision.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And that's Isaiah Bond, new wide receiver for the Browns. And he appreciated a couple of questions, and he placed his faith in God more than a few times. So in that situation, maybe he had to.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I
can't imagine what the draft was like for him. That had to be heartbreaking.
Well, going right into it, and then all of a sudden it's oh boy, you're turning yourself into police. He read a statement, obviously, to get things started, wanted to get some things out of the way, maybe avoid a couple of questions that way and just get those answers out right there.
Mm-hmm.
But from a football standpoint, relationship with Tommy Reese, big deal. Admired Jerry Jeudy, one of the things that he thought about when he came to Cleveland. Working out the whole time, feels ready to go. Goal is to play Saturday, and we'll be practicing today.
Jeff, I appreciate the question. I had talked to my agent, my attorney, and I just appreciate the question.
It wasn't a question, it was a statement.
I hate the fact
Dana, what's that, he going to say?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
we wanted
Dana,
to hear from the
want?
Guy.
What do you want? What'd you want?
We wanted to hear from the guy.
I appreciate the question, and I'm obliged not to answer that by my agent and my attorney.
Pull down the curtain. You were excited to hear what he had to say today before the show. You wanted to hear what he had to say. Be honest. You did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know you wanted to hear what he had to say.
This, everyone's media trained.
I didn't hear you
everyone's
say. I appreciate
media
the question.
No.
That's a variation on Andrew Berry. I understand the question.
People who are in trouble.
Or I appreciate the question.
Press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
Yeah, but that response that Barry gave was not traditional, and I thought that was great.
And you've been using it ever since.
Yeah, and you would have less material.
We could have recorded that in the back, played clips of it, and had it covered, like we do now, where we have a clip of it.
You're just so anti-press conference
where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
Everyone is media trained.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Correct, which is why they all come out, they read their statements, and they say nothing. And they're really good at saying nothing. It's noise-filled air, and they're all trained. It is so few and far between that we get people who come out like Joe Flacco, who's a wonderful listen, because he gives heartfelt answers.
Dan,
and he thinks about things before they say them.
Isaiah Bond is 22 years old and was just perhaps on his way to jail. You think he's not going to be media trained when he sits in front of the media for the first time as a professional?
Correct. And that's fine.
That's part of this.
Correct.
What do you want them to do? Walk out and say, man, did I dodge that one?
There are guys who speak where it's heartfelt and worth hearing, and you learn something, and you gain a sense.
I did learn something.
I did, too.
He ran a 4.2. It's his personal best in the 40.
Talked about Tommy Rees.
He didn't think he ran very well at the combine, and he said sometimes that happens.
That the relationship with Tommy Rees had something to do with it.
Goal is to play Saturday, and he's going to practice today. First day here, and he's going to go out on the practice field.
And he's not
going to
get himself into any legal trouble by answering questions by saying,
I appreciate that question. But I've been advised by my agent to.
And my attorney to not go any farther.
That's right.
Whatever it was.
Well, that was perfect. Well rehearsed.
So I will stand behind. He has his statement. I have mine.
Who hates Dan Menigan? 216-474-0092.
Lots of people do. It's fantastic.
No, did you have friends when you were a kid?
Yeah, any?
I had a close group.
of one? Zero?
My mom.
What about dad?
My dad.
Dad like you a little? Do you have a dog?
Do you have VCR?
No, the only time the dog would play with me is if they tied T-bones around my neck.
Set around making up words about your rotary phone. Take your phone number, try to figure out as many words as you could.
The fact that he seems to be fast-tracked to be on the football field makes me think, Andy, he's good to go for preseason for regular season game number one.
He should be in a limited package. That's what I would think.
I would think that's accurate.
I
would think that's accurate. Tommy Rees, knowing what he can do.
Let's not forget.
Like, Tommy will put in some plays or put him in plays that are already there and say, hey, this is what you're doing.
The scouting report on him isn't necessarily about him catching footballs. It's about him making defensive backs run up and down the field as a decoy so that they're gassed by the end of the fourth quarter. That's what I think. Will you agree with that, Dan? I mean,
that's kind of what he did at Texas.
Yeah.
At Alabama, he was actually used more as a receiver. But all of the scouts said at Texas, he was maybe more decoy than anything else.
Well, he's got to catch some passes so that'll get covered by the defensive backs that are better. But if he does, then all of a sudden you're just wearing down those DBs, wearing them down all game, where you got to run, 20 to 30 yard sprints every play backwards, and you're trying to figure out how to stay, stay up with the guy so he doesn't get open. He's a weapon with and without the ball. That's what makes him so special.
And we'll see. We'll see. When they signed him, when the news came out, when he broke the news, which, by the way, I had to laugh at this use of the, I appreciate that question, with the, hey, you announced on social media you were signing way before.
Yeah, I don't understand why he used that answer there.
Yeah, I appreciate that question, but I've been advised by my agent and attorney, nothing.
Unless maybe you thought the question was wrong. Hey, can I do something really quick? Just take a really quick time out because I want to let some folks. Oh, you're not going to make fun of me too?
I've been advised by my agent and my attorney to not say anything on this matter.
It's all from Cleveland Taco Fest and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. I got to read that too. Why are you okaying me on the end of it?
No, I'm glad you got it in.
Yeah.
I don't want to be called into a meeting.
Enter the code BANDS, BANDS. 92.3thefan.com. You'll love your tacos. Cerveza.
Good taco bar is fun.
We had a whole debate over crunchy or soft, didn't we? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I just said I prefer the crunchy tacos.
It just depends on the mood.
You didn't berate me for it or anything.
No, I also think
just a personal choice.
That if you have to have the talent of driving and eating at the same time,
and soft tacos are one thing. That
soft taco is the way to go. There's no question.
It's really difficult to eat a taco while you're driving.
The one that I need to figure out is anyone that can come through with drive-through pizza. That's the way to go. Right? You know, it's hard to do pizza.
If you fold it over and put it in an envelope,
still doesn't work. It doesn't work.
No, I mean, you'd have to make it that way.
You'd have to make a special envelope.
Like a canzone type thing? No?
Or calzone?
Whatever, yeah.
Canzone's the positive ones. When you're in a bad mood, I need a canzone.
Canzone, I don't know. I was thinking of Dominic Canzone of the Seattle Mariners.
It's funny you should say Seattle Mariners, because when I was in Western Montana, there was a city called Spokane, but everybody here calls it Spokane because it's positive. Thank you.
On that
good night,
note,
everybody, go get some tacos.
Kevin Stefanski will be speaking at about 1:15. The Guardians played a heck of a game last night. If you stayed up late, you saw they almost had a shutout. Yet they did some really good things. And yet, here sits the wild card race, and they're still going strong. And Gavin Williams, good to go. I'll explain that next on Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I bet he reports on those press conferences that Dan Manigan loves so
much.
Well,
good. Then I don't have to have you ask me that question next week. That's the best news I've heard all day.
See? Telling you. That's how we roll.
That was Daryl. Guardians last night.
Are you over it? Are you okay? Are you better?
Yeah. You all right, Dan?
We'll get it fixed. About you. Oh, now you're not speaking to us.
Kevin's coming up at 1:15.
We'll get it fixed.
Guardians last night.
He's going to speak to us in drops for the rest of the show. Great.
Guardians last night, a 3-1 winner over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The way the offense has been as of late, I'm not going to be picky or choosy. All three runs coming on a couple of home runs from guys who you wouldn't expect to be hitting home runs right now. CJ Cephas, not exactly a power hitter, but obviously has some punch.
Who cares, man? I am on the Cephas bandwagon.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. And
plenty of room for you guys.
Brian Rocchio hitting a home run last night as well. Gavin Williams started, Andy, and again, my concern was, because we've seen it happen too many times.
Yeah, you destroyed the game for me yesterday.
A pitcher gets overextended, and he did when he was attempting to throw the no-hitter. They let him stay out there. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understood it completely, but he ended up throwing 126 pitches, most thrown by any pitcher in a major league game this year, at least at the time he threw it.
The horror. The horror that he threw more pitches than anybody else in Major League Baseball. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun. And I sat there last night.
You do know this arm injury thing is real, right?
I get it. But you know what? Every once in a while, you can let a guy go.
Exactly.
Maybe. Should he have had somebody up in the bullpen after he gave up the home run? Yes, he should have. But how many bullets did he waste on that afterwards? What, 10?
Well, I think he immediately got somebody up in the bullpen.
Yeah, so right maybe then. He threw 10 more pitches.
But you didn't have anybody up beforehand because you didn't want to kind of jinx it. So I get it.
Totally.
But last night in 5 1/3, he threw 99 pitches, no runs on 4 hits, and he struck out 5. So after having a subpar outing, first time out after the almost no-hitter, back to being Gavin Williams last night, still threw a lot of pitches, but that's okay. But he looked good, and I will now leave the whole, did he throw too many? I hope it doesn't affect him the rest of the way. That's gone, because last night erased that in my mind.
Well, he only threw 7, so he's even, right? If you look at the average number of pitches he throws in a month, he's normally good for one game a month. Once every 4 weeks, they let him go to 100 or over 100 pitches in a game. And if you also look at, they were very strategic in his next game against Miami. He only lasted 3 innings, so that was a bad
part. Yeah, that's because he wasn't pitching very well.
And he only threw 75 pitches.
Because he wasn't pitching very well.
So he refreshed the old machine there, and he got more bullets in there. So he's good to go.
Okay. Well, there you go. He looks like a staff ace, Andy.
He does.
You know, he looks like the type of guy that could be the, you know, the big horse on this pitching staff for some time. And I like that. They drafted him high. They developed him nicely. And here he is. And this is after last year when he had those issues and just wasn't able to pitch very much.
6'6", 250. That's lean, don't you think? 250 at 6'6"?
I don't know.
I don't know. He looks bigger. Maybe he just looks bigger than...
Well, he's 6'6".
Yeah.
And he's not skinny. He's not skinny.
Yeah, but 250 doesn't seem a little skinny for 6'6", if you ask me.
Well, he doesn't look it.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe he's still got some... he's got a little bit of a baby face. So.
Well, here he is, you know, and I like his future, and I can't wait to see where he goes. I like this team's starting rotation. Now, your guy, Slade Ciccone, he's had a little bit of a rough go last couple of starts. Word is his pitches don't have quite the bite, quite the action that they did have. That can happen, you know, as you start to throw a lot of innings and you get a little tired. Wear down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen.
Especially now. I mean, these are the dog days, and it's hot, and you're throwing, and, you know.
Well, that's baseball.
Yeah, I know, but just...
Better than cold and throwing.
I don't know. What do you think the perfect temperature to throw at is? 80?
I have no idea.
82, 81?
Anything above 70 is just swell. Anything above 65 is good. Dan's looking at me like
I'm crazy. I can't believe you asked that question.
Anything below 60 is a little chilly.
I've just never thought of it.
I'm surprised you don't know that, Mr. Analytics. Maybe sometimes they're like, oh, Gavin Williams won.
Wow, why is he taking that shot there?
What do you mean?
That does.
You're telling me that pitchers who throw in hotter weather, that they're not affected by the weather?
It's better. It's better for them. It's looser.
To throw.
They stay loose.
Yeah, but then maybe you get fatigued quicker because it's so hot.
Good. It's all right.
That's why we have relievers.
It's all about keeping the body healthy, Andy. That's why, you know, you have concern about Gavin Williams.
I don't, you would think though there would be deep analytics on what's the best temperature for any given pitcher to throw at. Right?
Well, you would think it's there. You can put on, you know, warm shirts and you make up for it.
That's true. You can put some of that not microfiber.
Fancy stuff.
Whatever jerseys they wear. The skin-tight microfiber kind of jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that takes care of that.
Dan's looking at us crazy because this isn't like real baseball stuff because we're actually talking about elements that happen to everybody in the world and not war or whatever.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The rest of the show is going to be like quick predicts. He's now not going to talk. Okay.
Can I give you some news you're not going to like?
Because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
Can I give you something you're not going to like to hear?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
5 games at AAA. Travis Bazan is hitting .214.
He just got there.
I know. I'm just saying. Can I give you some news you might like?
Yeah. Does that have to do with
Cooper, Cooper Engel in 4 games at AAA is hitting .300.
Like someone's going to come and get him.
Maybe.
I'd be happy if they brought Cooper Engel up at this point. I'm good. What's Bo? Bo had a home run. Bo had 4 hits 2 days ago.
Bo's swinging the bat a little bit better.
And they didn't win. How does that happen? Bo Naylor has 4 hits in a game and they didn't win. They just let it slip away. That sucks.
Are you concerned that 3 games with this team is too much to make up in the wild card?
Not right now, I'm not. When that calendar turns, yes.
September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, make a little run here in the last 11 days of the month?
It'd be nice if they could.
We have 31 in August, 30 days past September, or April, June, and November. 31 days this month?
I had to check. Yes, 31 in August.
Are you concerned? Three? See, with the Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox ahead of them for the wild card.
And by the way, is that not bizarre? Did anybody look? I know you're not talking to us, but did you look at the standings this morning? All three of them are tied for the wild card spot. They're all even. So
they don't have the same record, but they're even in games behind.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I just find that very
unbelievable.
Very, well, it's interesting. I mean, you play, how many games have they played now? And they're all in a dead heat heading into the last month of the season.
You'll have that.
I don't know.
It's tight.
Yeah, I don't.
It's tight.
What are the odds of that happening?
Well, here's the thing.
Probably not good.
Here's the thing. Odds are, not all three of those teams, New York, Seattle, Boston, will play well down the stretch. You got to think one of them might slip a little bit, and that's where the Guardians need to take advantage.
I agree. But if you ask me what three teams are going to make the wild card spot, Seattle, New York, and Boston, all three of them, unless they win.
You're not picking our team. You don't think?
I would say the money's on them. I feel like their teams are better.
I would agree with that. I think Kansas City is built to make a little bit of a run.
Seattle's got a shot, though, to catch Houston. So, you know, they're only a game and a half back on them.
It's fascinating because here we are in August, and it's exactly what a baseball fan wants. You're in a pennant race, and that's a good thing. 216-474-0092, number to join us if you want to talk Guardians. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking to the media coming up at 1:15 about his decision to make Joe Flacco the starting quarterback for week one. Kevin, straight ahead, right here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.